Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I just wanted this watchtower. It's one of my favorites of his. 23 after, I think I said that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm a small business advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Janet Christie is our guest. Janet is our good friend, longtime brain trust mirror, more than 8 years, the founder of and president of Leverage and Development, leverageanddevelopment.com, right, Janet? Yeah, there we go. And so, also, her books, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. Did I miss anything, Janet?
I don't think so.
So, folks, I hope you check out her website, leverageanddevelopment.com. We're talking about some of the issues that entrepreneurs face, especially there are people out there who we all want to see do better in the marketplace. I'd like to see anybody who can survive and be successful in the marketplace. And I don't have a problem giving people help, Janet, because you know what? In the 90s, I got an SBA guaranteed loan. It saved my bacon. It gave me a leg up. It gave me some help where I needed it. I wouldn't be here today without that. So I got some help, and I'm not ashamed to say it. And I was glad to get it, and I'm proud I paid every penny back. But I like to see people get help when they need it. But we can't create dependency.
No, and any time that you are dependent, we said this before the break, you're giving control of your business over to somebody else.
Right.
So, whether you're a woman or minority or a Caucasian male and you're relying on a specific industry or a specific prime contractor, anything like that is just it's unwise and it's very, very risky.
But what are some of the things, though, that are out there that really do make sense to help people with?
Well, you don't start with, you know, I'm woman-owned or I'm a minority business owner or something. You start with who are my customers, and what do they want from my product or service? And you and I have talked about this many, many times. But then once you identify your customers and understand what they want from your product or service, because what you sell is not what's important to them; it's what it can do for them.
Janet. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Janet.
What you sell or provide is not what's important to your customers or clients; it's what it can do for them.
What you sell is a commodity.
Yeah.
I don't care what you sell, it's a commodity.
Yeah.
It's how it converts to something for them when they use it, which could be your product, but more than likely it has a lot to do with how they think about you and the way you deliver it, right?
Oh yes. And the way you deliver it very often is key. 'Cause now we've sort of come full circle. You find out who your customers are, what their needs are, or their pain, or whatever you're going to address with your product or service. And sometimes one of their needs is to meet a requirement to use women or minority-owned businesses. Then that comes into play. But if they don't have a need like that, you can't leverage your ownership status or anything else if it doesn't matter to them.
But that doesn't mean you don't go after that customer.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. You just change your proposal.
You talk about your product or service in a way that meets their needs and suits their requirements. And some people have a requirement, like if they have a federal contract, they have to use certain types of businesses, veteran, woman, minority. Mm-hmm. And some have what I call the social consciousness, and that would be, like in my area, BMW has a goal of how much they want to spend with what they call disadvantaged businesses, so women, minorities, and veterans, etc. But so they may have that, but you won't know that if you don't identify your customers, mm-hmm. research them, and then you may find something else that's even better to leverage. than that status. It can be important. It's not going away anytime soon, but it does not stand alone, just like any other thing. I mean, if you sell something and you brag about it being the fastest or something like that, if somebody else invents it, something and makes theirs faster, everything you were basing your marketing on just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have multiple angles and you don't understand what it means to your customer.
Well, that's exactly right. And you can create a special demand from your customer by your own special sauce, can't you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can create a desire to do business with you that a month ago or a year ago the customer didn't know that they would have.
Yes, and that comes from knowing who your customers are and understanding what their needs and pain level, et cetera.
And servicing them within an inch of their lives and loving them up within an inch of their lives.
Yes. And just because you have a passion about something doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea for a business. So you can't rely on that.
that's true. Hey, Jan, I need to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Good job today, Janet. Will you come back soon?
Oh, absolutely.
We'd always like having you here. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Janet joined us. Thanks for being here, Janet. See you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. She was hanging on, Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.